Oh, are you guys there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yep.
That's muted. All right, welcome everybody to the Monday Night Packer Team Call. When we have a guest, we do a Q&A, but tonight Tari has prepared a half an hour long speech, so we're looking forward to that. Right, Tari?
Absolutely, Adam. You just wait.
So anyway, we have a special guest on tonight, but before we get going, I do have some announcements. Do you guys have anything you want to, any promotions or things you want to make people aware of?
I do, Adam. But go ahead, Dad.
All right. I'd like to announce a couple promotions. First of all, we have Marcia Carter, who is a new senior manager out of California. We have Jim Cohn from actually in Mike Roy's group out of Connecticut. Interestingly, guys, Jim made senior manager in 2.5 months. He's doing an outstanding job. We also have somebody by the name of Tari Conley, who just hit executive. And as you know, she's our guest speaker on tonight's call. So those are my three promotions, guys.
Jeff?
Awesome. I've got one promotion that got emailed to me, Charlene McConnell out of Arlene Wilcox's group. And she's a lot like Tari. Her closest town has only 500 to 1,000 people in it, and she's 1 hour away from it. So, and how she's been building her business is by cold calling. So Charlene McConnell is a brand new manager, and so congratulations there.
Awesome.
And I've got a few promotions here. I've got two brand new managers, Judy Kramer out of Kim Moritz's group, and also Lisa Seguin is a new manager in Jeremy Colvin's group. So congratulations to both of you. And then brand new senior manager, Lloyd Miller out of Tracy Bogan's group. So congratulations, Lloyd, for reaching senior manager. So, and I know we have some events coming up. Jeff, you and I, and I'm not sure if Dad will be there this weekend, DeMar's 90-day to senior manager event here in Scottsdale this coming Saturday. Check out his website if you're interested in going to that. He's got a few others coming up. It's, 90daysuccessfactory.com, I believe, is the website. And then we also have some Super Saturdays coming up real close to we have the Treat 'em Right, obviously, in Tampa on the 23rd. And then also I have a couple of team members putting a Super Saturday on in Charlotte this weekend. That's Elizabeth Ward Small, and then on the 23rd, Harley and Jimmy Dick in Virginia. So check out SOC Super Saturday for events in your area. So, but with that, Dad, I'll let you
Adam,
get started.
Adam, I gotta hold on real quick. I've got a couple too. February 13th, I'm doing one in Arizona. February 13th, again, you can go to socsupersaturdays.com. Detroit, Michigan. I'll be in Detroit, Michigan on January 30th. We're going to have a standing room only on both of them, so you've got to register for those events. If you have team members in that area, make sure they register. Also, Kevin Hammond. I've got so many emails here today. Kevin is having a Super Saturday January 23rd. He's actually managing the event, delegating the event. He'll be down in Tampa, Florida, but we've got a guest speaker down for Atlanta, Georgia, January 23rd. So make sure you go to SOC Super Saturdays to register, and make sure you register soon and tell your team to do that and your prospects, because they do sell out. And it's a shame if they got to turn them away at the door. So.
And, Tari, you have a Super Saturday coming up as well, right?
Yes, we certainly do. January 16th in Boxborough, Massachusetts.
All right. And, again, you do have to register for those, because they do they do sell out, and they don't allow us to put any more in the room, so you do need to go to and get to the website and register for those. So,
yep.
Are we ready for the introduction now?
Sure, let's do it. Introduce
All right. Her. All right. I am really absolutely thrilled to announce that Tari Conley out of Edgecombe, Maine, is our newest executive. Tari and her husband, John, are great friends of Sherry and I, and we're so pleased to say that I think, guys, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, she's the first executive to come out of Northern New England. I don't even know if we have one in Massachusetts, actually, but it's and I'm thrilled and to hear her story, and she was She was featured in Success at Home magazine, and you can read a little bit about it. She has to, you know, travel at least, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes to get the high-speed internet connection. She lives in Maine, and everything to the left of her is ocean, so she has to travel to get places. And the job that she's done to get to executive with with those type of conditions, I just absolutely admire and respect the job you've done, Tari. And I know a lot of people on this call are can't wait to hear a little bit about your story. So,
well, thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate that. And you know that I certainly didn't do it by myself, by a long shot.
Well, I know that. And guys, I'm going to kind of open it up to you and let you ask some questions to Tari.
You sure you want to do that, Dad?
Yeah,
he might
point.
Be sure, but I don't know if I am.
But go ahead, guys. Let's just
Yeah, sure. Tari, how did you get started, and where did my who found you, and how did you find out about Send Out Cards?
I was attending a B&I meeting. My husband and I had sold our business. We owned a payroll company for a few years and had sold that, and we're starting a new business called Appreciation Works. We knew very well the power and value of showing appreciation for clients, and quite frankly, at that point, we were focusing on employee appreciation. You know, we understood the power of that. So, and had been in B&I in our prior business. We actually had 5 people in our company that were B&I members in different chapters, so we turned quite quickly to B&I. And John did his research and selected what he thought might be the 2 best chapters in the state for us to participate in, and visited one in Augusta, Maine. And as it turned out, Jim, did you say that was the first time you had been to a B&I meeting? Is that right?
Yeah, that was my first time I ever visited the B&I chapter in Augusta. I went there as a guest.
So Jim was there as a guest. John was there as a guest, just kind of scoping it out. And when he came home, he told me about this guy he met and something about cards. And I quite honestly couldn't wrap my head around it. But I said, all right, I'll listen to him. So I went back with John the next week and met Jim. And then we got on the phone probably within 2 or 3 days. I think it was a Saturday morning to do a gift account walkthrough. Well, when Jim heard, let me back up a little bit, when Jim heard what we were doing and about our business Appreciation Works, he just said, oh boy, you're going to love what I've got. So I said, okay, we'll take a look at it. So we got on the phone sitting in my little office with a speakerphone, and Jim walks each through sending a card, and then he's done. And John says, okay, we'll take that entrepreneur package. So, Jim, I don't know if you know this or not, but if I've told you this before, but I looked at John like he was from Mars, and I'm like mouthing, what the heck are you doing? We haven't even seen these cards. We don't know anything about this business. Well, so here I am today running the business. That was my introduction to Send Out Cards.
Well, and when I went to the B&I meeting in Augusta, I just went there because I was looking for some prospects, and I went there as a guest. And you can imagine when I talk to John and he hands me a card and it says Appreciation Works, and I look at him, I go, what do you do? And he says, we sell items to companies that show appreciation for their employees. And I'm going, oh really? I mean, it just couldn't have gone any better. And the rest is history. So that's how we met, guys.
That's interesting. Oh, okay, I'll fire in. Let's get to some of the meaty questions here. That was an easy one. This is going to be a little more difficult. So obviously you've been in Send Out Cards how long now, Tari? It's been
a little over 3 years.
And would you say that the majority of people that you've shown and gotten involved with Send Out Cards have been business professionals or people that you've networked with?
Yes. I would say that's
something I'm asking a lot of other leaders in the company is, how does your business change going forward in 2010, if at all, to attract who we know our true target market is now? Are you going to keep doing what you've been doing, or do you see yourself prospecting in different ways to try to attract more, you know, stay-at-home moms and more opportunity seekers?
Well, that's a very good question, and I wish I knew the answer to it. So at this point in time, I don't have a plan to, the only plan I have to do things a little bit differently in terms of my prospecting, Adam, is up until this point, as you said, I've been primarily speaking with people in business and people who network, and certainly more entrepreneurs. But in 2010, I've just started and will continue to focus on my warm market and also the people that I already know. I have about 3,000 people in my contact manager. I'm going to go back to that wonderful book, The Referral of a Lifetime by Tim Templeton, go through that again, and really start to dig into my contact manager and focus on that, because there's a lot of gold to be mined out of there.
Awesome.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, what I took from Adam's question there, what Tari's answer was, she's looking for entrepreneurs who want to be in business for themselves.
Yes.
And if you're looking for entrepreneurs and want to be in the business themselves, you're looking for people that want to make additional income for themselves. You're looking for entrepreneurs. We're all entrepreneurs on this phone call. We're looking for different ways to make some extra money. So I think that's one way that she's going to be looking for new business builders coming 2010. Tari, looking back at your business and your senior manager group, you needed 5 senior managers to hit to become an executive. I want to know what kind of traits or what kind of similarities can you draw from the 5 people that you have as senior managers, and what are some commonalities that they share?
They're all entrepreneurs. Actually, I believe they all own, well, not all of them, but the majority of them either own their own business or are independent. Yeah, they most of them own their own business or are an independent contractor.
Now, Tari, I know your 5 senior managers, obviously, because I've been kind of tracking your results, but I know one of your senior managers came out of Maine. Right,
yes.
which is Norm.
Yes.
And how did you meet Norm?
I met Norm at BNI.
Interesting. How did you meet Michael Rabinowitz? He's out of Massachusetts.
Michael Rabinowitz would be a warm market contact. My husband knew him through his work.
Okay. I know one was a relative. I know that one. And I also know, how about the gentleman from Miami?
I was connected with him through a home business publication of people looking for home business opportunities.
Okay, and your other one was Lisa, right?
Yes, Lisa and I have been friends for a long time.
And you were in the same business before, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Lisa would be warm market.
And 4 out of 5 were out of state.
That's
correct. I got a question, Dad.
Yeah.
The one with the BNI, the person, I think his name was Norm?
Yes, that's Norm LeBlanc, yes.
Now, what kind of business does he do?
Norm has his own business. A contractor, handyman, building services.
Was he not happy in his current profession that he wanted to start building a send-out card business?
I wouldn't say that he wasn't happy. I believe that Norm saw very clearly that he needed to create a residual income stream for himself because he didn't want to continue doing and knew that he wouldn't be able to continue doing what he was doing for the rest of his years and certainly wanted to have an opportunity at a different lifestyle.
So no residual income for a handyman?
No residual income prior to send out cards.
Now, Tari, out of the people that that made senior manager, how many of those 5 went to a Treat 'em Right or convention?
Every one of them.
All 5 of them went to the convention?
To both.
Wow.
That's interesting.
And some multiple times.
Oh,
I got a question for you. So obviously we know we have a lot of senior managers on our team and a lot of them that listen to this call. A lot of them have been senior managers for a little while, too. What advice would you give to someone that is a senior manager? Maybe they've been there for, you know, a little bit and they really want to get to that next promotion. Is there anything looking back over the last year that maybe you did differently or you did to work with your team or to kind of light a fire under them, or is it really just kind of just letting it happen?
Well, a couple of things. Well, obviously, you know, the Daily Eight is a great program that we have to continue that activity and keep doing the gift account walkthroughs, keep talking with people. Don't judge anyone. I can't tell you how many times I've had a person either that I know or that I've recently met, and I've got them pegged. I know they're a shoe-in for at least a wholesale, if not an entrepreneur package, and they just don't see it. Or the reverse happens. I've done walkthroughs with people who I can barely get a moan out of them, and at the end of the conversation, which I think was probably a huge waste of time, they say, okay, let's go with that entrepreneur package. So my point is, don't judge anyone. You just never know what people are going to do. By the same token, you never know who's going to rise to the top. You never know who's really going to step up. And sometimes you don't know when. So I think that we just have to keep up the activity. We have to keep focusing on our goals, on our personal development. Adam, you asked about doing, you know, what might I do differently? I think one of the key things that I might do differently, if I could go back and start over again knowing what I know now, is spend a lot less time trying to turn people into viable prospects and into viable business builders. I've spent way too much time in the past with people that I shouldn't have. You know, we need to
kids.
Pardon me?
Have more kids too.
I've got that covered, thank you. We need to share what we have. We need to let people make their decision. We need to give them the space to make their own choices. If they say yes, that's great. And if they say anything else, you know, we all know we rarely have anyone say no. Usually it's a timing thing. So if they say anything else, that's not a problem. Let's just move on, give them the freedom to choose send out cards or not, you know, if and when they're ready, while we continue to move forward by sharing send out cards with others. I think that might be one of the biggest lessons that I've learned, is don't spin your wheels with the wrong people.
This is Jeff. And guys, I'd like to run this longer than 7:30 or, you know, 9:30 East Coast time, because people can listen to DeMar's call. They don't always have an interview with an executive, a brand new executive. So if we run a little bit over, then so be it. Tari, going back, I've got some notes here. The four people that I wrote down that you hit that hit senior manager and executive code were friends. Focus on your friends. Lisa Jeb was your friend. Leads. We sent out an email from our account that we do buy leads. People that are looking for people to make some extra money. And obviously, you hit a grand slam with one person. You only need a few people that actually catch the vision. BNI. And a relative.
Yes.
And who was the fifth person?
Michael.
Yeah, Michael Rubinowitz, who is an independent contractor who worked for the same company that my husband did.
Okay, so friends, really.
Yeah, warm
market. So two friends, one lead, one BNI person, and a relative.
Yep.
And another thing that I got from you is, you know, focus on your goals and your personal development. All five of those people have been to multiple send out cards, corporate events. Stop turning people / convincing people to become entrepreneurs. You're in the sorting business more than selling. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jeff.
Okay.
You know, one of the things also, guys, Tari has always been a leader up there, in that she was doing EFTBNs when they first came out. And for those new people, that was what we used to call our training sessions. She conducted the first Super Saturday in Maine. She's been to the conventions. She's been on the Eagle's Nest. She's been on the boat trips. And, I mean, she's always participating. I mean, you pretty much get connected and stay connected, Tari, which is, I think you have to do as a leader, because if you do it, then obviously the people that you sponsor are going to do it. And that's pretty evident because everybody that made senior manager in your group is went to convention last year.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, are those five senior managers, were they all personally sponsored?
Well, yeah, technically they were, but I'll tell you that one of them is geographically near another one, so I connected the two of them, and also because one of them is Spanish-speaking. And my friend Lisa, who is a senior manager, she's in the Miami area, and her husband is Spanish-speaking. So I connected them together because they were geographically nearby and because of the language. But technically, I introduced all of them to send out cards.
That's interesting. See, that, and that's sometimes the case. So, you know, when you have five people that make senior manager that, you know, you pretty much you found them all. You know, it might take a little bit longer. I'm sure, Tari, you wanted to be there, you know, sooner. You know, we all want to get promoted as fast as we can. But, you know, sometimes you get, you know, that senior manager that takes off and they have a couple of people that, you know, pop senior manager in their group. So it doesn't always necessarily have to come from what you do as well.
Right. Well, and another interesting thing about that, Adam, is, you know, in my senior managers, I've had people who, some people, I've had very close contact with and spoken with them on a daily basis. And then I had one gentleman who is from Miami who he just kind of popped up out of nowhere. It took me a while before I realized that he was, you know, a couple of people away from a manager. He got there totally on his own. I did nothing for him to help him.
I met that guy. He is totally sharp, too.
He is wonderful. He said, I wouldn't care if I made money on this. I would still do send out cards. I love it so much.
Yeah, he sent some great cards out, too, very heartfelt cards he sends. And So, Tari, as you go into 2010, I mean, Adam says that, or had mentioned to you earlier, you're going to approach things a little bit differently. One of the things, I know you have a lot of customers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In fact, you have more customers, I believe, than you do to distributors. At least you did for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
I know you spend a lot of time with your customers. And do you see yourself focusing a little more on the opportunity people rather than customers as you go forward?
Definitely. Absolutely.
Because I almost think you have to now.
Well, that's true.
Take advantage of it.
You know, another thing too that I have tracked, Jim. You know, I can't get anywhere near where you are in terms of tracking and, you know, determining the results from which activities and all of that stuff. But one thing that I have tracked is I've got a fair amount of customers who've upgraded to Entrepreneur.
Yes. Yeah.
And we, you know, that's an opportunity that we all have more and more in this economic climate that we're in.
Well, I think you actually, I know your goal, you told me, was that you wanted to be executive by the end of the year because you didn't want to say that you made executive in 2010. You wanted to be able to say it in 2009. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't you, the last day of the month, you actually upgraded two of your wholesale customers to Entrepreneurs?
I did. I had a couple people who had been talking about it, and I said, if you're ever going to do it, you got to do it right now.
which is not bad. I remember the conversation we had a few months ago with Jim Overly, who I don't care what the contest is. He wins those contests, and he'll call somebody and just tell them, hey, listen, I need your help, and I need it now. I need to, you know, and he'll get it done just like you did. So I congratulate you on that.
Well, and I appreciate Jim for that, too, because I've used that. Anyone who's on my team has heard me say so many times to ask people for help, that there's great power. You know, when does someone say, can you help me out, and the person say no? You know, of course people are going to help you out. And I've had some wonderful people on my team who, you know, and I shared this with people who were in a position to help me promote. You know, I need some help. I'm getting down to the wire. I made a commitment. I've got a big goal here. And I had wonderful, wonderful support from people on my team. You know, this, and that's one thing that I have to make sure that comes up tonight, and we all know this. This is a business of helping other people. What is that great quote Zig Ziglar says? You can have anything you want in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. I would not be here if it weren't for my five senior managers. And all of them, they all worked hard to reach their advancement, which, of course, supported me, whether they did it completely on their own or whether they did it, you know, Lisa and Norm, when I was working with Lisa and, again, when I was working with Norm, I mean, we were just on the phone with each other constantly. And I was helping them, and they were helping me. And that's another beautiful thing about this business. Whether someone is just starting out or someone's been in for a couple of years and they're struggling, or someone is your sponsor, or at a high level that's not even on your team, everyone contributes to our success in some way or another. And I think it's so important that people know that we all help each other in ways that we might not realize. We all have something to learn from each other.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you're a very giving person, too. I know you've helped many other people and people that are in your group, yes, but people that aren't in your group, too. So, now, I got to ask you the question, the Success at Home magazine, you're featured in that now, which is, I mean, really awesome. Are you giving out the Success at Home magazine? Are you utilizing that the way you should?
Probably not.
Okay.
I've been thinking about the auto ship. I think I need to do the auto ship because Cody says, what is it? The people on auto ship outperform the others 2-1.
Yeah.
So I think I probably should take advantage of that.
I think you have a tremendous advantage being in the magazine, too. I would make sure that, you know, I mean, especially anybody that's in your downline could, you know, say, hey, look at this. In fact, this is our upline, and our upline is in the magazine. So,
mm-hmm.
And, Jeff,
mm-hmm.
I know you use it a lot.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, I'm gonna get on a soapbox real quick for like 1 minute. I want you guys to all write this number, this name and a book, this book down and this author down, How to Build a Multi-Level Money Machine by Randy Gage. I honestly want to buy 100 copies for my top people. I want to get this guy on a call with us. And he says, you're going to love this. Okay, I've been studying this stuff. Again, only a one-minute soapbox here. But he goes, you got to lead with an opportunity 100% of the time. So the first thing I have people do is I have people watch the DVD. I have them go to the next Netflix.com or I have them go to my website, watch the video. Second step is to have them send out a free card. 100% I lead with the opportunity. And then the third step is, hey, Tari, what do you think? Are you ready to get started? No, I'm not ready to get started. And then that's when I would give them the Success at Home magazine or Dad, as you call it, propaganda material, info pack, SOC Stars magazine, whatever. He says, a person that's leading with a product or service first, let me show you XYZ Realtor how to stay in touch with your customer better and clients better. Let me show you Jim Packard how to stay in touch with your clients better. They're going to grow a respectable income, and I'm talking $15,000 to $20,000 a month in 5 to 10 years. Okay, and it's really interesting, guys, that you and I, everybody on this call, we've grown a business between $15,000 and $20,000 a year in just about 5 years and send out cards. A person that's talking about the opportunity first will increase that curve to 2 to 4 years. And I simply throw out the challenge to start to lead with a DVD first, then have them send out a free card. Because you can always fall back on the product. And so I'd really recommend, and again, I've read this book, Dad, in 2 days.
Yeah, what's the name of the book again, Jeff?
How to Build a Multi-Level Money Machine by Randy Gage. It's going to be my textbook. And there's actually a fast start program and everything in the book. But I think that 90% of send out cards out there are leading with a product first. And that's why we haven't grown as fast as we have. But the people that actually present it as an opportunity first will weed out the tire kickers, because we all have tire kickers in our business, and find the people that actually want to do it as a business. That's my 1 minute soapbox. I'm gonna be on it for a while. It's gonna be it's DeMar's Fast Start CD. So I think going forward, looking at Tari's numbers, I would focus on where she got, how she got her five senior managers. and focus on those avenues to get her to senior executive. Because, Tari, quite honestly, it's not going to be very hard for you to get to senior executive.
Mm-hmm.
Bart Ratliff is very close to senior executive. And he's only been doing this approach. Same with Linda Thomas, same with DeMar and Jordan even. You know, just of who Jordan is, opportunity reeks of Jordan. When someone says, what are you up to, they know it's a money-making machine, and they want in. They're not signing up to send cards.
Well, another thing, Jeff, along those lines that crossed my path recently is when you do use that approach that you just mentioned, what you're saying to people is, I have an opportunity for you to make money, rather than I'm going to show you an opportunity where you can give me your money. You know, are you going to give someone an opportunity to make money or try to sell them something?
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
Yeah, we are not in the greeting card business. We are in the financial freedom business. 99.9% of people wake up every single day and don't think that they're getting paid for what they're worth. You're offering them an opportunity to make a difference, to change the financial future of their family.
Well, and I'm sure when I first met Tari, Jeff, when I was talking to John and then herself, we were showing them an opportunity where they could make some money, and that's what John saw and said, "Yeah, we're going to do it." And you kind of went along for the ride, and now you've kind of taken over the car. But I think in your case, Tari, you were looking at it as a way to make money, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I
absolutely.
Mean, and so was I. I mean, so.
Well, you know, and another thing, too, that I want to bring up is the importance of being flexible. You know, Jim and Jeff and Adam, we all started and send out cards in a very different time than we're in today, you know, for a lot of reasons. I mean, economically speaking, and certainly as far as the company is concerned. And this is such an incredible time for people just coming in to send out cards. I think that some of us who've been in send out cards for a while, and I have to include myself in this, might not be as flexible as we should be in embracing the new training materials and the new suggestions that are and the new opportunities that are being offered by the company. You know, I see a lot of new people who come in and they just fly right through the rank advancements, you know, very quickly. We've heard one tonight who senior manager in 60 days or 90 days or something like that. You know, it's so important for us to be open to change and to be flexible and to be willing to shift our gears in how we present this.
And, yep. You know, I agree with you 100%. And that's why it's so important to get connected, stay connected, and get to the Super Saturdays, get to the Treat 'em Rights, whatever it's available, get to them. And it's not, I mean, yes, there's great material given at those, but the best part are the people that you meet there and the conversations that you have and the ideas that you collect. And with that, guys, we are out of time, so we need to hang up. I want to take the last opportunity to congratulate Tari for being the newest executive and send out cards. I don't know how many we haven't sent out cards. Anybody know on the call? Do you know Adam or Jeff?
Well, I know we only have one in Maine, so congratulations,
yeah.
Tari. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and I want to congratulate and from the bottom of my heart thank my 5 senior managers who put me in this position and all of the people on my team who contribute to me every single day.
Yeah. Adam, were you going to say something?
No, you asked me a question, so I was going to answer it. But
yeah,
we'll,
how many executives do we have in send out cards? You know,
80 or so, something like that.
How many?
Maybe 80 or 90. It's like one for
90.
Every 1,000.
So yeah. One for every 1,000. So you're 1 in 1,000. All right. Hey, congratulations. Hey, we'll talk to you next week, everybody, and have a great week.
Thank you very much.
You guys.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Good night.
Good.
The moderator has left the conference.